Back when I was an art teacher in public schools, it struck me how we live in such a visual society. Television saturated the kids' lives, plus movies, video games, computers, small screens. We might be in the most visual society ever. Yet most people are visually ignorant, just not something that gets taught. For example, teenagers in an advanced art class had no clue that where a film director put the camera influenced their reaction to what they were seeing. Putting the camera down low, below the viewer's eyeline, made the subject look more powerful, imposing, in command. It's called a low-angle shot. It's how Darth Vader is usually filmed. Candidates, campaign managers, and also tyrants' propagandists love the low-angle shot for making their patron look so in charge. Kind of weird to see U.S. politicians using the same visual techniques as Mussolini and Goebbels. I showed the art students clips from the film Pulp Fiction, where killers in charge are all shown in low-angle shots. Psychologically and actually, we were compelled to look up to them. They were more menacing not just because of what they were shown doing, but also because of how the director framed up the scene. Meanwhile, victims were filmed from the opposite viewpoint, a high-angle view. Putting the camera above our eyeline makes us look down upon the victims, the downtrodden, the powerless, also those of low character. And photographers can make subjects look impressive or pathetic, depending on when they press the button. Is someone speaking, pictured giving an assertive gesture, or is one eye shut while they catch a quick breath? Smiling, glaring, pointing, frowning, struggling to remember something? Obviously, the images selected for use will influence viewers' feelings toward the person. The backdrop influences us. Is the speaker centrally placed, flanked by flags or staff or props that represent authority? Or is the background shabby or cluttered? Makes a difference. As a group project, the art kids dressed in identical power suits and played politician, staged photo ops. One mock candidate always got good backgrounds, was captured in good poses, got the low-angle shot. The camera always looked down upon the other one, and otherwise detracted from that mock candidate's image. We mounted the project photos on big poster boards and sent them out to other classrooms for a vote. Classes were told, pretend these candidates have pretty much the same stance on the issues. Just vote for the one who seems most like a good leader. Ooh, it was a landslide vote for the candidate with flattering visuals. 90-something%. You can see the photos on this show's website. What reminded me of this long-forgotten lesson was this. Campaign season heating up. Political ads are coming. Media pros getting paid all those millions of campaign dollars are aware of visual influence techniques. Most of their viewers won't really realize all of what they're seeing.